Welcome to Codball Conversations, Episode 9. This is an interview with Codball's Greg Shaw on WCAI-FM, Cape and Islands NPR. Days of summer last much longer with you.
The Cape Cod Baseball League is the premier summer collegiate league in the country. Greg Shaw is perhaps the league's number one fan. He runs a blog called Codball.com, and he's here in the studio as the league is wrapping up its summer season. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
They finished up the regular season, the play. How's the finals this weekend?
Well, they wrapped up the regular season just last night, and the playoffs begin tomorrow. And the teams that will be playing are Chatham A's against the Yarmouth-Dennis Red Sox. That game is Friday at 3 o'clock. And then the Falmouth Commodores and the Bourne Braves will be playing on Friday at 3 p.m.
Now, the Cape Cod Baseball League is famous for the number of players that go into the major leagues.
That's right. Nearly 40% of the major league players today that are on active rosters that went to college, that played in a college baseball program, played here on the Cape.
What makes the Cape Cod Baseball League so popular? You see crowds all around the playing fields during the summer.
Well, it really is the premier summer collegiate baseball league, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the best baseball players in college, those that have a high likelihood of moving on to Major League Baseball, come to play here. They play about 40 games in a season. They travel around the Cape as you would as a professional player. And importantly, you play with a wooden bat. In college, they play with aluminum bats. And so this is a league where scouts can really get a sense of a player's prospect.
Now, you say that there are baseball leagues such as the Cape Cod League, very popular around the country. In fact, there are more of them springing up.
Well, what we're beginning to see are summer collegiate leagues cropping up all over the country. Now, the Alaska Baseball League used to be one of the premier leagues, still is a very important league. But we're starting to see collegiate baseball leagues cropping up really all over the country, and they're growing in popularity.
And how does this affect those folks being recruited for the major league teams?
The best players want to come here to the Cape. This is really the premier league. But you see the New England Collegiate Baseball League saying that it hopes to compete with this league, the Alaska Baseball League. We've had commenters on our blog who come and claim that the Alaska Baseball League is really a terrific league. But this remains the league where the very best baseball players want to come because this is where the scouts and the fans are.
Your blog site is codball.com. What can people find on codball.com?
Well, codball.com is really a fan forum. It's a place where Andrew Wharton and I started a blog where we try to offer perspectives on summer collegiate baseball, on NCAA rules that affect the Cape. And it really attracts a lot of commentary, news, and analysis.
You can find out more at Greg Shaw's blog, Codball.com, the Cape Cod Baseball League. Greg, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Codball Conversations. Visit our website at codball.com. That's CODBALL.com. Our opening music is from the band Now Is Now at nowisnow.com. See you next time.